Quiet Mind, Day 47, Beyond Belief Systems. True transformation starts within, not in ideology. Fear, greed, and the hunger for power, these aren't just the stuff of global politics and hostile regimes. They're also the background music of countless arguments in bedrooms, boardrooms, and break rooms. They twist how we see others, and worse, how we see ourselves. When you're caught in their grip, your judgment goes haywire, and you end up reacting to shadows and illusions. But here's the kicker. Those forces aren't the root problem. They're symptoms. Like smoke rising from a deeper fire. That fire, the ego-driven dysfunction embedded in the human mind. Trying to fix this by simply telling people to let go of fear or just be a good person is like slapping a bandage on a volcano. You can't simply will yourself into being a saint. You can't out-moralize your ego. Real transformation doesn't come from trying harder. It comes from waking up. It comes from recognizing that the goodness you're chasing is already inside you, but it stays hidden until your consciousness shifts. Look at the history of communism. It started with lofty ideals. Equality, justice, a better world. But without an inner shift in consciousness, the same old ego took over. Power games, control, oppression. A revolution with no inner evolution is just ego wearing a new hat. The same could be said of any movement that tries to remake the world without first remaking the human heart. Ancient spiritual traditions knew this. They recognized that the normal mind is broken by default. The bad news is that we're all infected. The good news? There's a cure. It's called awakening, or enlightenment. And it begins the moment we see our own insanity. That alone is monumental. Realizing you've been asleep, that your thoughts have been running the show unchecked, that recognition is the awakening. Religion, unfortunately, hasn't always helped. Many of the world's faiths started as channels for awakening, but over time they became clogged with dogma, pride, and power. Instead of uniting people through a shared sense of the sacred, religions often became weapons, tools to divide, dominate, and dehumanize. They built walls where there should have been bridges. They claimed God, turned that claim into a badge, and then used it to fight those with different badges. And yet, some light always remained. Beneath the distortions, the original spark never fully died. In every tradition, a few rare souls pierced through the dogma and saw truth directly. These mystics and seers sparked inner revolutions. They formed spiritual undergrounds within religions, esoteric schools that focused not on belief, but on transformation. But they were the minority, often persecuted by the very institutions that supposedly upheld truth. Today, something new is emerging. A spirituality not bound to belief, not owned by any group. It's a quiet uprising, mostly outside institutional walls. People are realizing that true spirituality isn't about what you believe, it's about how you live, how aware you are, how present. Being spiritual has nothing to do with declaring dogmas. It's about being deeply rooted in reality, in presence, in stillness. Of course, not everyone is on board. Many religious institutions are doubling down, clinging tighter to their mental frameworks, mistaking rigidity for righteousness. But others are softening. Cracks are forming. There's an opening, an acknowledgement that the spirit can't be caged by creeds. And here's the cosmic irony. The most unyielding structures, be they religious, political, or corporate, are the most likely to crumble. The more rigid the ego, the more brittle. Soviet communism seemed immovable until one day it wasn't. It felt like a tree whose roots had already rotted. Expect more surprises like that. We are, after all, living through a time when the old forms are breaking down. And if you're feeling the cracks, good. Something real is trying to break through.